Gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another edition of TXHT Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey Fans, where Russell and I continue our journey through the Mighty Ducks universe as we begin with Mighty Ducks Game Changers, the show on Disney Plus. Russell, how's it going? You had a big smile on your face.
It's going well. It's going well. It's been a good week. And you know, I have spring break off for work, so it's the start of vacation for me, so it's a good time.
And you know, and what you know what, I'm gonna make you smile even more. You're not gonna be part of the stream later, so
I knew it, man. That's so sick.
I just held up the Team USA Hendrix jersey from D2, and it has the Hendrix on the sleeve.
It actually has the Hendrix. That's cool.
Yeah. Which I bring that up now because it there's an Easter egg for that later.
Right off the rip, I liked this show a million times more than I thought I was going to like the show. And obviously, we're going to get into the plot and how the episode kept going. But
yeah,
for a first episode to grab people into this, I don't think they could have done a better job.
Yeah. And like, so I'm just going to read this recap that I got off of TVLine.com because I did not take notes like I normally do. If anyone who's listened to me on Voices from the Grid, I actually have detailed notes for doing the quick run through. I failed. I'm sorry. Not really. So the Ducks are back, but they're no longer the good guys. The Ducks are now the cutthroat mentality that, you know, the Hawks were in the first movie. So the Ducks are the Hawks now. What the hell, man? So this first episode kicks off with the Ducks training at their state-of-the-art facility. And we see Alex, who's played like Lauren Graham, a single mom, rushes to get her son, Evan, who actually was in Boardwalk Empire, to practice. She sits with a group of hockey moms who are super invested in their children's careers. Careers. We'll get to that because I have a lot to say. I have a lot to say about this. They're monitoring the kids' protein intake, hiring specialists to evaluate performances, and are putting their kids in summer seminars to boost their college applications. Yo. Oh my God. We'll get to that. I don't have my root beer float next to me. I can't drink while doing this episode. We'll get to it. Russell's just like laughing on the inside, going like, that poor man. Like, and I'm saying this as like when we talked about in the last episode when we did D3 and I talked about, you know, what it was like playing ice hockey, especially in high school. There's so much wrong with this. But I'm glad they're tackling it.
Yeah.
On the ice, Evan struggles to keep up with his peers, including the eagle-eyed sharpshooter. That is TV Line's thing. Sophie. So he is cut from the team. And as the coach says, at this age, if you can't be great at hockey, it's like, don't bother. Which is the thing that we've actually seen in the trailers.
Yeah.
I kind of want to punch the coach in the throat.
We all know a coach like that.
Yeah. The coach's words don't sit well with Alex, who comedically struggles to storm onto the ice to give him a piece of her mind. Unfortunately for Evan, his mom's rant becomes a viral moment used to mock him at school the next day. Now that he's no longer a duck, he becomes the pariah to his former teammates and can no longer sit at their table. it's okay. When I played in high school hockey, I never sat with my teammates anyways. I think I sat with my teammates a total of 5 times in high school. Overrated, everybody. With the team starting to form, fed up with what hockey has become, a hyper-competitive sport with the fun sucked out of it, Alex convinces Evan to start up a new team where they can enjoy playing the game without all that pressure. Nick, who is a charismatic podcaster who loves hockey just as much as Evan, is the first to join. I did a tweet when I first started watching this.
Yeah.
And when they started showing the Nick and the one girl doing the Ducks podcast, I'm not going to lie, I tweeted out that I felt attacked. Because we're podcasters. Russell's just like, I'm blanking on this. I don't get it. We're two hockey dudes who are doing a hockey podcast, and there's kids in the show doing a hockey podcast. Come on. Yeah, I feel attacked.
I love his friend. I thought his friend was like my favorite part of that first episode. Just like, hey, I kind of want to play, but I don't know. I don't know if I'm good enough, but I'm going to do it anyway.
And I have the body of a podcaster.
I love that guy. My favorite character is we're getting to next is when they meet the goalie.
Yeah, so with the team starting to form, Alex begins calling around to find a venue that will serve as their practice rink. After making a ton of calls, she stumbles upon the Ice Palace, which is now run by Gordon Bombay.
Gordon Bombay!
Who eats leftover birthday cake and hates hockey. I'm not going to lie, I'm not a cake eater myself, but you can't go wrong with some leftover birthday cake.
Also, you gotta love that like little reference there, the cake eating and everything.
If you couldn't tell that was a little Easter egg right there. He only agrees to let the don't bothers. They spoiled that. The bastards. he agrees to let Alex has her son's team practice on his ice because Alex has offered to pay money he desperately needs. Bombay, however, is not interested in coaching these young hopefuls and reminds Alex that this relationship is all business. With the rink secured, Evan and Nick begin the work of securing more members. They find Logan, the new kid in town who looks the part but has no discernible hockey skills whatsoever. So
I love that he's wearing a Leafs jersey and he thinks he's the hottest hockey thing in the world and he can't even skate.
Well, that's also because he came from Toronto, I believe.
It's funny though.
I think it's great. In an effort to convince others to join, Evan makes a passionate speech at school about being a part of something special that convinces others to flock to the team. The new recruits include daredevil skateboarder Sam, smart-mouthed Queen Bee Maya. Queen Bee Maya. That's her actual name. Offbeat warrior cosplayer Lauren. I love Lauren so much just because of that fact. And the sheltered gamer Koob, who's the goalie. The team make their first appearance during a gala held in the Ducks Arena, which introduces all the teams that will be playing in their division. Hitting the ice in together in the iconic flying V formation. Actually, it was more like a stumbling and a scribbled U. That's fair. I'll give that to TVLine.com. And actually, I just wanted to properly credit the person. The person who wrote this was Keisha Hatchett. So she deserves a lot of the credit for what I'm reading here. Where was I? Evan's squad doesn't exactly come across as intimidating. The odds are stacked away against them, especially now that new rules are allowed for more violent contact. And this is actually where we learn that the team is called the Don't Bothers. Miss Hatchett, I just need to throw this out there. Don't put the team name right away when it hasn't been revealed yet. I'm just throwing that out there, but you do an amazing job. And I love this write-up that you did. Still, the gang is optimistic about playing in the league and head to the Ice Palace to celebrate. The episode ends in a hilarious fashion with Alex slipping and falling while performing her old figure skating routine to Whitney Houston's Greatest Love of All as Gordon and her new team laugh and cheer her on. Overall, fantastic episode. I think this was a great, great episode that to really kickstart the series. And you know, and I remember talking about it with Sasha when we recorded the Falcon Winter Soldier episode. You needed that episode that kind of just, you know, for Falcon Winter Soldier, you need something to just kind of reintroduce Sam and Bucky real quick and just kind of get things established. So when you move further into the series, you know what pace you're going to be going with. Same applies for this here with Mighty Ducks Game Changers. It's introducing new characters, bringing back Gordon Bombay, who is years removed from the glory days with the Ducks. And it's establishing this new thing. And it's establishing something that is also happening in today's day and age when it comes to hockey as well. And that is, and I know they're showing it with like 12 to 14 year olds here, but it's something that's being done as young as like 3 or 4 years old. And it really does suck the fun out of the game of hockey when you're going to see, you know, having your protein intakes checked and you're having a sports psychologist and you have a trainer and it's like, what happened to just playing and having fun?
Yeah.
And that is one of the biggest things about this episode. Hockey is meant to be about having fun. It's not about all the extra career. You know, you and I, we barb at each other about advanced stats and stuff like that. You're an advanced stats guy. I'm not. I can just watch the game and tell by watching the game how things are going. And I can see how ebbs and flows are going just because of how I, you know, I've been in hockey all my life. You use the advanced stats, you know, that's your thing. I don't agree with it, but that's still your thing, you know. You know, but it's kind of like in that essence, you know, it's like I just want to watch and have fun. Whereas you want to watch with the advanced analytics. You see the comparison I'm putting out there?
I think not to make this about advanced stats in the eye test, but I think a healthy combination of both are a pretty good way to look at the game. I don't like favoring one completely over the other, but I like having both to compare to see if the eye test matches up to the analytics or if the analytics don't match up to the eye test. I find that very interesting to look at the game through that kind of lens. But yeah, I mean, we see the modern day Ducks, you know, they're a powerhouse, and it's so reminiscent of, I mean, they even have 10 district championships, just like the Hawks had 10 championships as well back in the first.
I'm not going to lie. I love those jerseys and I love that logo.
If Disney's smart, those jerseys will be on the Disney store next week, fully customizable. And I will get one.
Oh yeah. So would I, you know, it's an amazing jersey. Yeah,
the colors look great. The new Duck logo is awesome.
They essentially went with the old school Mighty Ducks of Anaheim jerseys, but with an updated logo. And yeah, I'm 100% okay with that.
I want them to make that jersey available with, you know, for sale. Cause it's so awesome. And I really would get it. I hope it somehow comes up soon, but you know, Disney loves money, so I'm sure it'll be there at some point.
It'll be available to us at some point in the near future.
I love that the coach of the Ducks is one of the hockey players from Letterkenny.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's probably one of my favorite little Easter eggs there. But yeah, Lauren Cohen was great. Lauren Graham.
Lauren Graham. Yeah. Lauren Graham
is Walking Dead. Lauren Graham is great in this episode. You know, she's always been like that bubbly kind of character on TV, especially on Gilmore Girls. She's great. I love the goalie kid. I love how he's just sitting in his chair and they're just throwing stuff at his and he's just catching everything.
I loved Coob. Yeah, I love Coob as well. I also like how they got Sam to join, where Sam was like, you know, Evan. Where Evan just dared Sam. It's like, I dare you to join my team. I accept your dare. it was really cool. And then like seeing the one girl kind of step up from like the mean girls table.
Yeah, yeah.
And like just step up and be like, I'll join the team. I'm game. Like that was all. Like I really like that. And I like the fact that the cosplayer girl stepped up and one of the things that I really liked is that she was the first one to step up, because she was, you know, outside of Nick and Sam, who we had met Sam because he had done like a skateboarding trick earlier in the episode, we end up meeting I believe her name is Lauren, and as I pull up the right thing, Lauren, we get a little bit more about Lauren. And then when he does the speech, Lauren's like, you know what? You're damn right. I'm going to do this. And she does it. And Maya does it, you know, and it builds a team. Of course, the unfortunate thing is that they only have six.
Yeah.
When they need like maybe 12.
Yeah, because otherwise no one will ever be able to take a minute off.
Yeah, they're going to get crushed. But yeah, I mean, but overall, I think it's really great. It was a really great first episode. I think they did a lot right. And yeah, I'm gonna shut the hell up and I'm gonna let you talk more because I've talked too much.
All right, so let me talk about some more thoughts I had from this. I love how the video game they're playing looks like a video game that came out in like 1995.
God, yeah.
Video game on the TV, and they're like, "Who is this kid? He's played 10,000 minutes without getting scored on." Look, I just that whole part was just so nostalgic feeling for me. I loved that. Gordon Bombay, the last time we see him in the movies, he's walking out of
Eden Hall
after, you know, Ted Orion has kind of become their new coach and they've accepted him. And, you know, I didn't see that as a point that would make him want to not like hockey. Like, I wonder if we're going to find out why he's so against hockey again now, because the whole point, it seemed, of the three movies was that hockey was a big part of his life. And he was like the player development guy for the Junior Goodwill Games, I believe, was his final job. So I wonder if we're actually going to find out what happened between that and him basically just kind of getting by owning the Ice Palace.
Yeah. And that's a great point. It's like we finally get to see what happened to him. And, you know, we're also going to eventually learn what happened between him and Charlie. And I think that's one of the biggest factors in all of this. Is when we learn about what happened between him and Charlie, because I think that's going to be the main catalyst.
Yeah.
About why Gordon's the way he is.
Yeah. So I'm kind of leaning towards that too, because we haven't heard a hint about him. Obviously, we haven't heard about any of the normal Ducks or the original Ducks, but you know, he was such a driving force in Gordon really getting the game back into his life. And I want to know what happened there. And also, another fun thing is when Gordon talks to Lauren Graham's character, Alex, when they first meet in like the office area, he says the same exact lines that he says from the first movie. Here's the long and short of it. I hate hockey and I don't like kids.
I think that's a great harp back to the original film. And let's be honest, we knew that we were going to get a bunch of Easter eggs. As I mentioned when I showed you my jersey, the D2 jersey.
Yeah.
The ice rink that the Ducks play at is Hendrix Ice Arena.
Really?
Go back. Watch the team gala where they introduce all the teams.
And it's the Hendrix.
And on the ice, it says Hendrix Ice Arena.
That's so sick.
So it's really cool. I think that was really well done as well. And I think it was just really cool. Like you got so many Easter eggs. Like you talked about Gordon Bombay with the what's it called? With the with the speech that he gave Alex, and then you have Hendrix Ice Arena, you just have oh man, there's so many Easter eggs. I can't remember them all.
I'm sure there's more. If I went back and watched it again, I'd see more.
Oh yeah. Like this is one where if we keep going back.
Yeah.
And funny note, the Hawks and the Bears were both antagonists in the original Ducks film.
Yeah. And they're both part of that.
The Hawks being the main antagonist of the first film and the Bears being the minor antagonist of the third film. Cause remember the Blake Bears?
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah. So, but the one thing I don't like is that they changed like the colors and stuff of the Hawks.
Yeah. Like, I'm sure they didn't want to make it exact, but
I mean, yeah, I agree. Like you have to do like a little touch up. But like I think they wear orange now, and that's like a really random color.
Yeah.
They should have kept the black and maybe like update the Hawks logo.
I'm already scouring the internet to see if these jerseys are for sale anywhere. because they're so dope, man.
Yeah, but yeah, it's really cool that they did this.
It shows they've put in a good amount of effort to this. It's not just a thrown together reboot kind of show.
Oh yeah, and that's the thing. It's like it's a reboot, but it's not a reboot at the same time.
Sequel. Yeah, it's a sequel.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to do two things at once. It's just what I do. I'm getting this episode ready so we can post it as soon as we get it done. But let me ask you something.
Yes.
When you look at the recruits, you have Logan, the kid from Toronto. I'm gonna throw this out there. I'm gonna ask you, from original Ducks to these new to the Don't Bothers. I'm gonna ask you to like compare. Obviously, Evan is
Charlie Conway.
Evan's the Charlie. That's without a doubt. Logan, who, by the way, I have to admit, one thing that did bother me was it felt like they over-sexualized Logan. Because like remember how like Logan would come out of the car and then he like be like they do the slow-mo with the wind blowing.
I think it was just meant to be funny, like he's a hotshot.
I get that, but they did it twice.
Sure.
So they did it again. They did it again at the ice rink for the first team practice, and like when you saw that the second time, it just got a little. It felt awkward, the second time around. So I don't know, maybe that's just me, but that's just how I felt about it.
I didn't see that, but I mean, I guess I can kind of understand where you're coming from too. But obviously Evan is the Charlie of the show. Logan, he can't really skate. He has the heart for it.
Could he be Luis
Mendoza?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, you know, it's funny. I was thinking the exact same thing, because he had skating problems. And then who's his friend? His friend's Nick, right?
Yeah, Nick.
Nick.
Nick to me is Averman.
That's Averman, yeah. I was going to say, that's easily Averman.
Sam, the skateboarder. He would probably be...
That's Fulton. That's going to be our Fulton, I think.
I don't know about that. I don't think he's Fulton. I think
he's like running into things and like...
Yeah, but the thing is that Fulton was never that guy until Portman showed up. Like,
Fulton was just a guy with the big shot until Portman.
Yeah, I think with Sam, and I'm going to be daring here, I think Sam will develop into the Jesse Hall of the team.
That would be cool.
Where do you see our cosplay warrior, Lauren? I see her as Connie.
No, I was gonna say I see the mean girl as Connie.
Really?
Yeah, I think she's gonna be the Connie. See,
I don't get that vibe from Maya. Like, Lauren has more of a Connie vibe, because to me, like, she's more upfront, she's more willing to stand up for herself. And the fact that she was the first one to step up to be a don't bother,
yeah,
that feels more like a thing that Connie would do. You know, Maya, on the other hand, I think she's more Tammy. Remember Tammy and Tommy?
Yeah, Tammy and Tommy, of course.
Yeah, I think Maya's more of a Tammy. And I think I think there's going to be more that gets fleshed out with Maya than you got with Tammy, especially the fact that Tammy didn't return for any of the other films.
And also remember, we're spending a lot more time with these kids in overall like minutes.
Yeah. Like there's 10 episodes in season one, and there is talks that that seasons 2 and 3 have already been approved.
Which is great. I'm all for more Mighty Ducks content. I love it. Just more hockey in general is always good.
Yeah.
I like the base of the team already. And again,
and then Coop is Goldberg.
Yeah, yeah, new Goldberg. Look, that guy's going to be my favorite member of the team. I can already tell.
But I like how one of the things, and we kind of glossed over this, when Evan does the speech at school, and yeah, like Maya, Sam, Lauren, Coop, they all like stand up and say, yes, I will play on the team. Sophie on the Ducks actually thinks about wanting
and joining him
and getting up and joining them because that's Evan's friend, their best friends. And she actually kind of feels really bad that Evan got cut. She kind of would like, you can kind of tell that she's conflicted.
She's not as much of an, of
she,
a...
and here's the thing. We haven't talked about Sophie. I think Sophie's the Adam Banks.
Yeah. I think she's going to be, because I was just going to say that too, because she's probably going to come over because she's going to feel too bad and she's going to have to fight against her parents about it, but she's going to come over and she's going to be their nasty secret weapon.
Yeah, and then which also leads to the thing, like, they need more players in general. So, and I think that's, and I think that's another thing. It's like, they're going to find other players. Like, they're going to find their Fulton Reed. They're going to find their Adam Banks, who I think is going to be Sophie. I think that's kind of a little bit telegraphed there. They're going to find, you know, some of those other key pieces that they need, kind of like what they did in the first Mighty Ducks movie, where they had to, like, you know, like, okay, we have a core team here, but we need to add more pieces to it to be a better team, a better, more well-rounded team. So that's one of the key things right there that we'll obviously see down the line, because we got 10 episodes.
I'm glad it's not just six. I'm glad we're getting 10, because I know Falcon Winter Soldier is only six.
But that's done for a reason.
Yeah, that's done for a reason.
Exactly. Yeah, that is, like, WandaVision was 10 episodes. Falcon Winter Soldier, six episodes. Those were done with a reason.
Yeah. And this.
And it's hard. And it's hard to.
With different kids and different teams. And you could even have it. You can have this Mighty Ducks thing be more of like an anthology where you're looking at a different team every year, even if they don't want to carry on the same people.
Well, see, I don't think that's the case. I think what they'll do is the Don't Bothers are heroes. They're the heroes of this story, and they're going to be, and I can see, like, you know, let's be honest. When we look at the Mighty Duck movies, the first one, the D5 Ducks, they come back from behind to actually win the championship. They beat the Hawks.
Right.
You know, feel good story. And then, like, go right into the D2 and it's like, well, you just beat the Hawks, so we're going to use you guys to be Team USA. You know, and like, there's no real, like, yeah, they add a couple players, they go to team, they go to the Goodwill games and stuff like that, but there's no real pushback. Like, you can have it where the story is, and actually this would be a better story to tell, is in the last episode, they make it to that championship game, but they lose, because now you have something that's going to carry over into season two.
Oh, so you think that they're not going to get their big...
Well, no, they make it to the championship game, but they're
not
going
to win.
But they're not going to win, which actually would probably carry more weight going into season two.
Yeah.
Because then in the end of season two, you can have them maybe say win the championship and then now have to face the adversity of having to defend that championship in, say, season three.
And then if they really wanted to continue on with this, you can go to international competition after that.
Yeah, and it's like, well, maybe not. I would stay away from that personally.
What I wanted to say before is that already we're seeing that the theme that we saw in the first three films of inclusion and diversity is already on display through in the first episode. We don't have to wait for any of it. You have smaller kids, taller kids. You have an African-American kid on the team. You have two women on the team. You have, you know, the goalie is not, he's a fat kid. Like, you know, it's not just the same cookie cutter kid for every member. It's diversity. It's more.
And not only that, but like Evan and Nick are not the most robust players either. Because look at Charlie Conway.
Yeah.
Charlie Conway, for his age, you could consider in shape. Evan and Nick are not in shape. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're kind of taking that a little bit where it's like, you know what? Maybe a little bit of training would not hurt, but we're not going to go overboard like the way some of these other parents are, you know, where like these kids have like personal trainers and stuff like that. So that's just one thing I kind of noticed. And it's actually a little refreshing because it's going to make these kids want to work harder to try to keep up with these other teams. and as we start seeing more and more hockey play. Like, obviously we got very little hockey this go around, just simply because you had to establish a lot more than just the hockey.
Setting up the world.
Yeah. Which I think they did such a great job doing that.
Absolutely. And honestly, they couldn't have gotten a better like mom figure than Lauren Graham. She's great.
Yeah. I really liked, who is it? There's a, oh yeah, you got Mary Jo. I think that's one of the, oh no, Mary Jo is like somebody at the thing. I think it's Winnie. Yeah, it's Winnie. Winnie is played by M. Hain. She's like the vendor at the ice rink at the Ice Palace. She was the one who made the hot chocolate.
Yeah.
She actually was in Deadpool.
That's cool. I knew I recognized her from something.
She was the Whisper girlfriend.
That's cool.
And she was also in Fargo on FX. Oh, and that's what it is. She played Elsbeth from Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Great show.
So
I guess, Mike, I have a question for you now.
No.
What are you looking forward to most in episode 2?
In episode 2, I'm looking forward to just the development of the characters.
Yeah.
I kind of hope they don't really go too much into Gordon Bombay just yet.
I think it's going to be a little bit until that.
I want them to wait until like episode 6 for him.
You want middle season. Like,
well, no. Well, I want it there because we already know that we're getting Adam Banks and Averman and Connie and Gee and Fulton. Like, they're coming back for episode 6. They've already confirmed they're coming back for episode 6. So I'd really like that to be the episode where Gordon shares the story about how he fell out of love with hockey.
Hockey, yep.
And really explain why he's this broken character. Because I think that would be the right episode. And not only that, but it's also the right turning point. Because, like, you look at it, middle of the season, that is the right turning point to start turning things around. Like, you know, maybe things aren't going so hot in the beginning, and then when you hit Spirit of the Ducks, episode 6, that's that turning point that things start turning around in the right direction for everybody. And I think that is where it needs to be.
That'll be the turning point. And, you know, even the episode name, Spirit of the Ducks, sounds like that episode is going to really, like, that'll be the one where we start to see, like, okay, the pushback.
Yeah. And just to throw this out there, because they've actually have put this out there, this episode, episode 1, is called Game On. Next week's episode is called Dusters. The third episode is called Breakaway. The fourth episode is called Hockey Moms. The fifth episode is called Cherry Picker. And the sixth episode, which we've already said, is called Spirit of the Ducks. Episodes 7, 8, 9, and 10 do not have titles yet. So we actually, unlike with like Falcon or Soldier, WandaVision, Mandalorian, we actually know what the name of these episodes are.
Yeah, yeah.
So, which is kind of refreshing. I mean, up to episode 6. So it's going to be like Hockey Moms, you can kind of figure what that one's already going to be about. It's going to be about all the hockey moms and stuff like that. Maybe from like the Ducks, maybe a little bit of the moms that are now part of the Don't Bothers. You're going to have, I think that's going to be more inclusive to that. And I hope that, just based on the title of the name,
yeah,
is based off of, like I said, the problems of, you know, hockey today for youth hockey, where it's not about the fun, it's about the competition and all that other stuff. And like that infamous line, if you're not great at hockey at this point, don't bother. And I think that's the wrong message to send. It's like, that's why I like Alex and when she just ripped the coach a new one on that one, because it's like, no, they're freaking kids. Let them play and have fun. You know? So Cherry Picker, I think, is when I'm going to call it. That's the episode when Sophie turns over to the Don't Bothers.
Which one? Cherry Pick?
Cherry Picker.
Yeah, that makes sense, because they're getting,
just based on the name, Dusters, I think they're going to play their first official game and they're just going to get kind of like dusted, to put it kindly. Breakaway, I think, is when they get their first like big break. I'm just spitballing ideas here based off of episode titles.
I think a lot of what you're saying is probably going to happen, just because we know how this is going to go. It's a Mighty Ducks franchise. We know how this is all going to happen. But I do agree with you in the fact that I think they should lose in the finale. And then season two, you know, maybe they add someone or they learn how to be an even better team. Or I don't know, something happens that propels them to the title in season two. And then three, you have a defense and, you figure it out from there if there's more, if there's more than people.
And not only that, but another key thing is that I'm okay with the idea that Charlie Conway is not in season one.
Yeah.
I'm 100% okay with it, because with Spirit of the Ducks, I want that to rekindle something with Gordon. And what I also wanted to do is maybe after the Ducks lose, or the Don't Bothers lose in the championship game. It's so weird. It's a Mighty Duck show, but the team is called Don't Bothers. But it would be good for maybe one of the last things that you see in season two, or maybe an end credit scene for the last episode of the finale, or of season one, I mean, is maybe Gordon making a phone call.
Oh, yeah.
And it leads to maybe Charlie coming back.
He should just pick up the phone.
But that's it. But
pick it up. You just say, "Hey, Charlie," credits.
No. You don't even say, "Hey, Charlie." You have him say, like, "Hey, I know it's been a while."
Yeah.
And then you don't have him say Charlie's name. You don't insinuate that it's Charlie. You just have him pick up the phone, and it just plants that seed.
Yeah. Yeah.
It plants that seed of what could come in season two. I know we're jumping so far ahead because we only have one episode to talk about, but.
Well, even so, this is how good the first episode was, that I'm ready for season two. I'm ready for season three.
We're just ready for episode two, for crying out loud.
But seriously, though, this show is really cool. Watching the first three before this again was really refreshing because I caught a lot of the Easter eggs. And I really hope that the rest of the season just keeps up this quality and that we see more down the line, because this is great so far.
Yeah, and once again, hat tip over to Keisha Hatchett. I hope I said your first name properly. If I did not, I apologize. From TVLine.com for the recap that I read on the show. You did a fantastic job. I loved it. And I'll probably keep an eye out and use it again if she does one for next episode. So Russell, overall grade for this episode, what do you give it?
It was a good start. We got introduced to some really cool characters who are obviously going to have a huge impact on the season and the core of the team. I don't think they could have done a better job introducing people back into the world of the Mighty Ducks. It might not have been perfect, but this episode gets an A from me.
An A? Yeah. All right. It was a
very good introduction.
All right. That's a good grade. I give it an 8.5 out of 10.
Oh, we're doing numbers? Okay.
I mean, I'm doing numbers because I'm going to do the IMDb one in a moment.
Okay. So if we're doing numbers, I honestly, I'm inclined to agree with you, like an 8.5 to like a 9, around that area out of 10.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Well, IMDb, with 107 reviews as of right now, which is like 2 p.m. March 27th, 7.8 out of 10. So a little lower than what we would give it, but definitely
a good debut.
Oh yeah, definitely. So with that, Russ, where can the people find you on the social medias?
You can find me on Twitter at RussellHartman1. It's basically just hockey nonsense and Snyderverse nonsense if you're into that kind of stuff. Other than that, I just share my work, and it'll be cool if you dig some cool opinions on some cool stuff.
Yep. And you can find me on Twitter at TheLindenBaum75, Facebook at facebook.com/X75Productions, Twitch doing the streaming thing, which probably when this episode drops, I'll probably be live on Twitch with our fellow Apostles of Rufus teammates. doing some NHL 21. I also do Fall Guys on Tuesdays, and I'm now in the universe of the 2016 Ratchet and Clank for PS4 with my friend Evie. So feel free to join us at twitch.tv/themichaelx75. And of course, everything's on the website, txhthockey.com. And of course, Russell has a bi-weekly report on the New York Rangers coming out soon. So keep an eye out for that in the coming day or two. And obviously, I am covering the National Women's Hockey League. The Isabel Cup Championship game is tonight between the Minnesota Whitecaps and the Boston Pride. So we're essentially getting the 2020 Isabel Cup Championship game, but a year later. So
it's still Whitecaps.
I wanted the Connecticut to make it. I feel so bad.
I always want the Riveters to make it. So
I feel so bad for Shaggy because the Whitecaps just rolled the Whale 7-0. And I feel horrible for that. And the Whale deserve better. They really do. But we are guaranteed our first ever 2-time champion in the NWHL. Who will it be? Minnesota, Boston. Tune in on NBC Sports Network tonight, 7 p.m. for the game. But with that, we thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another episode where we are talking about episode 2 of Game Changers. And until next time, we will see you on the ice.